Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, how well do you know the history of your favorite sport? Maybe it's soccer, badminton, table tennis, volleyball. I don't know. What's your favorite sport? And what can you tell me about where it came from? Well, the name of today's lesson is American football. So, today we're going to learn about the game. That is, we'll learn about the history of the game. And we'll learn about the growth. That is, we'll learn about where it is becoming popular around the world. So, open up your magazine and let's begin.
American football. The game. American football actually came from European football and rugby, though now it seems to stand alone. The two sports were mixed in different ways by North American universities. Princeton and Rutgers played the first game between schools in 1869. Yale coach Walter Camp became known as the sport's father for developing the modern rules. These continued changing for some time, but the allowance of the forward pass in 1906 transformed the game.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 University 这个名词。University 是指综合性大学。例如 ,Daniel graduated in business from Yale University. Daniel 是耶鲁大学商学院毕业的。University 和 college, C-O-L-L-E-G-E, 中文都翻成大学，但是差别在于 University 通常都有研究所，提供硕士以及博士课程。而 college 可能是两年制或四年制的，而且大部分只提供学士学位。但是如果是上大学的话，通常都会说 go to college, 即便你上的是 university。例如 Rita decided to go to college after she had her first baby。Rita 生了老大之后决定要去上大学。接下来我们看的是 allowance 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 allow 这个动词。因此 allowance 是指允许，当不可数名词。例如 ,many human rights activists are fighting against the allowance of child labor. 许多人权分子都在为童工问题而奋斗。Allowance 也只可以被允许的范围或数量。例如 ,your luggage allowance is one checked bag and one carry-on. 你最多可以托运一件行李跟一件手提行李。Allowance 也指零用钱或者是定期补贴。例如 ,our daily meal allowance for our business trip is $150. 我们出差一天的伙食津贴是150元美金。
All right, Coach Brittingham, I'm ready to play football today, and
wait,
I'm really
Gabe,
excited.
Gabe, why do you sound so unclear? What's in your mouth?
Oh, come on, Rebecca. Haven't you ever seen professional football players? They always have something like this
Gabe,
in their teeth.
Gabe.No, they actually wear a mouth guard. You're wearing fake teeth. No one can understand what you're saying anyway, so take those things out.
Well, I'd be happy to, because that's something they always do on the field,
too. Take them out.
They take out that mouth guard so they can talk to their coach, Coach Brittingham. I'm ready to talk and play for real, but I hope I don't hurt my teeth or bite my tongue.Without my mouth guard.
Okay, Gabe. I think we're ready to talk about the game. And let me just remind you, I love being a coach.
I'm sure you do.
I love being a coach and telling you what to do.
All right. Well, let's get into our lesson here, talking about the game. Okay, we learned some rules and, well, the basic rules of football yesterday and some terms, right? Let's continue learning now about the history a little bit here.American football actually came from European football and rugby. Now, just so you know the difference, rugby, the ball looks similar, but there is a little bit of a difference too, right? So Rebecca is holding an American football.
Here we go. an American football.
But the picture you just saw was a picture of a rugby ball.
That's right. Gabe, have you ever played rugby?
No. And actually, you know, I don't know a lot about the rules of rugby. I do know it seems a little more dangerous as people don't wear the padding that they do in football.
Ah, okay. I've never played football and I've never played rugby, but I do enjoy coaching football because it doesn't involve me playing. Well, anyway, so American football actually came from European football and rugby, though. Now it seems to stand alone.
And before we continue, let's take a look at those words, Rebecca.
Okay.
To stand alone. Okay, in our lesson, that means it's independent. It's unique, it's influential all by itself without the help of European football or rugby now. It's standing alone.
And this actually reminds me of different books. You know how sometimes books are in a series, like the Narnia books. There are seven books in the series, right? And sometimes you need to read one book after the other book after the other book to find out what's going to happen. But the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, actually stands alone. You can read it without reading all the other books to understand what's going on next.
Well, the same goes for some of our lessons here at Studio Classroom. A lot of them are 2 or 3 day lessons, but some stand alone as just one day. Well, let's continue learning about football here. The two sports were mixed in different ways by North American universities. Princeton and Rutgers played the first game between schools in 1869. Wow, so football goes back a long way.
It definitely does. Yale coach Walter Camp became known as the sport's father for developing the modern rules.
And here's a picture of Walter Camp. And he is known as the sport's father. Well, you know what father means. Everybody has a mother and a father. However, in our lesson, the meaning of father is the founder or the creator or the originator of something.
For example, Einstein has been called the father of modern physics, or Aristotle has been called the father of biology. And do you know who the father of antibiotics is, or antibiotics?
Antibiotics. Now, who is the father? I'm very curious now.
Alexander Fleming.
Oh, Alexander Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him.
Yes.
Friends, think of other people who have begun a movement or something like that or created something new. They are the father or mother of that thing. And who is the father of football? Walter Camp. We read on here, these continued changing for some time. The rules continued changing for some time. But 1906's allowance of the forward pass transformed the game. And if you transform something, it's a change, but it's not a simple change. It's a change in a big way.
You know, and this reminds me when I came to know Jesus, you know, when I started going to church and I came to know Jesus, that transformed my life.
Well, knowing Jesus can transform your life. And that is true. And sometimes I think about a butterfly when I think about this word.
Oh, yes.
That's a big transformation, going from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Well, I'm not sure how big this transformation was in football, but it was big enough to be called a transformation, right? Allowing the forward pass really changed the game. Let's take a look at something else here. Actually, it's not in our lesson, but I'm curious about the shape of the throw when you throw a football, Rebecca.
Well, it's supposed to be a spiral shape. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't know how to do a spiral throw.
Yeah, when I throw it, kind of is lopsided like this, you know. But a spiral is just like you see in this picture, the spiral staircase. That is a spiral shape. So when you're throwing a football, you hopefully want it to be thrown perfectly round like this. Okay, so that is a spiral toss. Right now, let's go to the info cloud and learn about game changers.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Thanks for joining us.
The English language takes a lot of great phrases from the world of sports. Today, we'll look at one such phrase, game changer.
When something new comes along that completely changes the way something is done, we can call it a game changer. The allowance of the forward pass was a game changer for the way football is played.
You can also turn game changer, which is a noun, into the adjective game changing. The game changing allowance of the forward pass transformed the way football is played.
Now, the way we live our lives has drastically changed over the past 100 years. Much of this is thanks to the development of new technology and inventions.
For example, the invention of the printing press was a game changer for how people recorded information. Or smartphones and social media have been game changers for how we communicate with one another.
Now, this term doesn't just apply to technology and sports. You can use it to talk about any event or idea or method that significantly changes something, such as in business. Karen's marketing strategy could be a game changer for the company.
Game changer, 字面上是改变游戏规则的事物。来看一个例子，美式足球原本是禁止将球往前传，但后来游戏规则放宽了，允许将球往前传，这个 game changer 就开创了一个新的局面。后来 game changer 就不只是局限于 game 运动比赛，而是用来泛指任何彻底颠覆一个领域的东西。这个领域可以是科技方面的，比如智慧型手机是一个 game changer， 它改变了人们沟通的方式。当年 email 推出的时候也是个 game changer， 它改变了通讯的规则，影响了邮政。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're continuing to learn about American football. Today we've talked a little bit about the history of the game, that is, where it came from. It stands alone as an independent sport now, even though it evolved from European football and rugby. Well, how popular is football around the world? Let's find out next in this section called The Growth.
American football. The growth. Football has expanded with the addition of professional, high school, and junior teams. The professional championship, called the Super Bowl, is the most watched TV program in the U.S. every year. American football also continues to gain popularity abroad. Adult males in England now participate in more than 400 teams. Countries such as China are even beginning to take up the sport. The NFL plans to play a game there in 2018. American football is presently the ninth most popular sport in the world. It intends to move up.
All right, 继续我们看 participate 这个动词 ,P-A-R-T 这个字根有部分的意思。所以 participate 就是指参与或参加。例如 ,all participating athletes will attend the opening ceremony tomorrow night. 所有参与这项比赛的选手明天晚上都会参加开幕仪式。如果要说明参与什么的话是用 in 这个介系词。例如 ,many families in the community participated in the food drive. 这个社区许多家庭都参与了募捐食物的活动。它的名词是去掉字尾的 e 再加上 ation 变成 participation。例如 ,your participation will be greatly appreciated。我们会十分感激您的参与。最后我们看的是 intend, 这个动词 ,t-e-n-d, 这个字根有伸展或趋向的意思。所以 intend 是指想要打算或计划。例如 ,this training is intended for beginners。这个训练是为了初学者而设计的。 如果要说明想要做什么，后面可以加不定词 to， 再加上原形动词。例如 Melissa intended to quit her job and start her own business, but she changed her mind. Melissa 原本想要辞职开始创业，但是她又改变主意了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get into the growth. In our lesson, we're learning about the growth or the popularity of football around the world. We read, football has expandedwith the addition of professional, high school, and junior teams. And it's true. There certainly are professional teams like the NFL, but a lot of people love football so much that they're creating teams for younger and younger people.
Exactly. And we read the professional championship, called the Super Bowl, is the most watched TV program in the U.S. every year.Do you watch the Super Bowl, the most watched TV program?
You know, I've seen the Super Bowl. I've been to a Super Bowl party once or twice, yeah, when I was in university. But I don't watch it every year. I do think it is exciting to get together with friends to watch these kinds of games. And you know what else is fun about the Super Bowl?
Oh, tell me.
Is the commercials.
Oh,
that's right. Between the Super Bowl, there's always commercials, right? And those are the best commercials of the year as well.
They're some of the most popular,
right? Really funny.
They're funny, apparently, according to some people. But you see this word most, and of course, you've heard us use it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is this talking about, most, plus this little hyphen?
Yeah, exactly. You use this word when you want to talk about the thing that is done more than anything else. Okay, so people watch a lot of TV, but the Super Bowl is the most watched show in the U.S.
And I think McDonald's is one of the most eaten fast food restaurants.
I think you're probably right about that. So think of some other way to use this word most and a little hyphen, okay? How does our lesson continue?
American football also continues to gain popularity abroad. So...overseas.
And this phrase, to gain popularity, this means that it is growing in popularity or becoming more and more popular.
And this reminds me of the movie called The Finger of God. Gabe, have you yet seen that movie?
No, The Finger of God?
It's actually an amazing movie, and it talks about some amazing things that God has done. But the point I'm trying to make is it actually started as a small film, but over the years, it has started to gain popularity. More and more people have started to become more familiar with this movie.
Interesting. Well, have you seen The Finger of Gabe? Because it's right here.
It's right there. And is your finger starting to gain popularity?
No, it's not. It's just enjoyed by me. Let's continue with our lesson here. Adult males in England now participate in more than 400 teams. That's a lot of teams. So they're not just the professional teams, but everyone seems to be enjoying this sport.
Countries such as China are even beginning to take up the sport.Who would have known that football would become such a popular sport abroad?
Exactly. Now, those words to take up, you know these words separately. You can take something, you can go up, or you can go down. But to take up, this phrase means to begin to do something.
And in my opinion, it is never too late to take up a new hobby. So you might think, oh...I'm too old now. I can never learn a new language or I can never learn a new sport like football. Hey, it's never too late to take up a new hobby.
Hey, Rebecca, when did you take up piano?
I started taking piano lessons when I was about 8 years old.
Okay.
9 years old.
Great. Excellent. 8 years old. I took up the drums when I was about 14 years old.
Mm.
What about you, friends? What kinds of things do you do? When did you take up that hobby or that skill?We continue here. The NFL plans to play a game there in 2018. That's really cool. The NFL from the United States is going to go to China to play in 2018.
Hey, you know, that's not that far away.
Exactly.
You just might want to take a trip to China next year.
Why not?
And watch the Super Bowl.
Maybe I'll be ready to play. Rebecca.
Yeah.
You're my coach.
Oh,
we can go together.
Well, and I don't think you're quite ready to play on a professional football team. But maybe by next year, if you keep running, you'll be doing great.
Next year, okay.
But I know we're ready to read this last line. American football is presently the 9th most popular sport in the world, and it intends to move up.
Okay, to move up. It could mean to gain more popularity. In our lesson, I think it means more to move up the list, okay? So it wants to become maybe 8th most popular, 7th most popular. It is moving up.
And you know one thing that's really, 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 really popular here on Studio Classroom?
What?
Is our review skit.
Ah, the review skit, yes.
Baseball is great. It's America's favorite pastime.
Oh, really? I think football is America's favorite pastime.
Football? No way.
Football is significantly more popular.
It is?
Yes. It's the most popular sport in the country.
But football is hard to understand. There are so many lines, so many numbers on the field, and math.
Well, each line that crosses the field marks a distance of 5 yards.
5 yards?
Yes. The offensive team has 4 attempts to carry or pass the ball 10 yards.
And what if they do?
Well, if they succeed, they get 4 more tries, and each try is called a down.
How does the team score?
Well, by taking the ball to the end of the field.
Oh, so is American football truly American?
Well, it actually came from European football and rugby. But now it stands alone. There are professional, high school, and junior teams.
Okay. Well, baseball has the World Series. Does football have a championship?
Of course. It's called the Super Bowl. It's the most watched TV program in the U.S. every single year.
Wow. I didn't know football was so popular.
Well, it is. It's the 9th most popular sport in the world. And it plans to move up. And, well, maybe you'll become a fan someday.
Maybe I will, but I'll never give up baseball.
Okay, Rebecca, I'm going to be ready to go to China to play football next year. Going to do 100K right now.
Okay, good job, Gabe. You're doing a real good job. Here's the ball. Ready? Oh! I hit his head. There's a reason I'm a football coach and not a football player. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, friends, and make sure you join us next time as we learn about a football star right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.